Well, I want to begin our time this morning with a simple question.
咁我想喺今日開始之前問一個好簡單嘅問題。
What is a Christian?
乜嘢係基督徒？
A Christian is someone who believes in the Bible.
一個基督徒咧係佢信聖經嘅。
Believes in Jesus.
信耶穌。
Lives like Jesus.
生活得似耶穌。
A Christian is forgiven.
一個基督徒係好容易去寬恕嘅。
A Christian is saved.
係得救嘅。
A Christian is justified.
一個基督徒係被稱義嘅。
J.I. Packer answered that question, "What is a Christian?" in this way.
咁 J.I. Packer 咧，佢咧係咁樣回答呢個問題：乜嘢係基督徒？
The question can be answered in many ways, but the richest answer I know is that a Christian is one who has God as Father.
咁咧，呢個問題係有好多個答案，但係咧，最好嘅答案咧，其實就係話基督徒係有神作為佢嘅父親。
He went on to write, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father."
咁咧就係佢繼續寫啦，就係話如果你想去判斷一個人佢究竟有幾清楚基督教嘅話，就要睇下佢點樣諗作為神嘅兒女，或者係作天父，或者係神作為佢父親。
He continues and says this, "If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means he does not understand Christianity very well at all."
跟住佢講，佢話如果呢個諗法唔係驅動佢或者係幫助佢能夠去佢嘅佢嘅敬拜或者佢嘅禱告裏邊或者更改佢嘅世界觀咧，咁其實佢唔係咁認識基督教。
This morning, I want to ask you, does the thought of having God as your father, of being God's child, of being adopted by him, does that captivate your mind and your heart?
咁今朝我想問下你，咁如果諗呢個，如果神係去作為一個好似領養咗我哋咁樣，或者係神作為我哋嘅父親，究竟呢個有冇觸動你嘅心同你嘅意念咧？
Sadly, it seems Christians are more likely to think of God as a disapproving judge than as a loving father.
但好可惜嘅咧，其實好多基督徒咁樣諗，當神咧佢係一個唔會去隨便去隨便去到寬容嘅一個法官，或者但係多過係成為一個愛嘅父親。
But the thought that God is our loving father ought to be one of the most sweetest and encouraging truths in all of Scripture for us.
但其實真相嚟講咧，就係話嘅神係作為一個好有慈愛嘅一個父親咧，其實係一個最甜蜜嘅一樣嘢。
If you doubt or take for granted your identity as a child of God, you'll be tempted to doubt God's love.
咁如果你係懷疑或者係呢個當係一個理所當然嘅，係作為一個神嘅一個兒女嘅話，你亦都同時去懷疑神嘅愛。
You'll be tempted to rebel against his good, loving, and kind authority that's for you, not against you.
你會受引誘咁樣去到去背叛神嘅善良、佢嘅慈愛、佢嘅温柔。
So this morning, I want to remind you that if you're in Christ, you're a child of God, and God is your heavenly Father.
咁我想今日再一次去提醒大家，即係其實你係神嘅一個兒女。
So with that, I want to dive into Hebrews 12, verses 5-11.
咁咧，咁我今日就睇呢个系希伯来书十二章五到十一节。
And just to give you some background, the book of Hebrews is a book that the church needs today.
咁呢个作为一个背景咧，就系话希伯来书其实对我哋今日教会系非常适用嘅。
Hebrews was written to Jewish believers who had made a profession of faith in Christ, but when persecution for Christians began to increase, they were tempted to turn back to Judaism to escape that persecution.
咁希伯来书咧就系写俾一啲系希伯来嘅信徒，咁佢哋亦都承认咗耶稣基督，亦都信主嘅。但系佢哋当受逼迫嘅时候，日渐增多嘅时候，佢哋就好容易就去翻去犹太教。
So the whole point of Hebrews is Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
咁咧呢个重点咧就系话耶稣系更加好，就唔好褪后。
Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
耶稣是更加好，就不要退后。
Don't forsake Jesus because no other sacrifice can do what he's already done.
不要随便抛弃耶稣，因为没有人比他做得更好。
So here in Hebrews 12, the author focuses for a moment on God the Father.
咁呢、這個今日嘅主題就係話，即係呢個神作為一個天父。
Not only is Jesus better, but your heavenly Father is better, so don't fall away.
不單止耶穌更加好，這個天父是更加好，所以就不要去退後。
Endure trials because discipline means God is treating you as sons.
咁好多時候我哋忍受試練，因為神係對待你就如同兒女咁樣。
So as opposition to Christ increases, don't fear.
咁如果有敵對嘅時候，就唔需要去恐懼。
Don't get angry.
唔好去嬲。
Don't fall away.
也都不要退后。
Instead, trust the sovereign hand of your loving Father and endure.
也都相信神大能的手。
So we're going to focus on verses 5 to 11, but I want to read first for us Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 4.
咁我哋嚟到睇呢个今日嘅十二章五到十一节。
And as we read these first four verses, I want you to pay attention to the idea of endurance.
咁我哋嚟睇头嗰四节，我哋想特别去留意嘅就系关于坚忍。我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠绕我们的罪，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Notice verse 1 says, "Let us run with endurance."
留意下第一节就系话藉着忍耐去跑啦，摆在我们面前嘅路程。
Verse 2 says, "Looking to Jesus who endured the cross."
第二节就系仰望耶稣，忍受咗十字架。
And verse 3 says, "Consider Jesus who endured from sinners much hostility." Why consider Jesus? It says so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
点解要咁样谂咧？咁因为系因为咁样，你哋心里就不会因为丧气而到去疲倦。
So the emphasis here is enduring by looking to Jesus who endured.
咁呢个重点就系话，就系要仰望耶稣基督嘅坚忍。
But then in verses 5 to 11, the author of Hebrews continues this idea of endurance, but instead of focusing on Christ.And his example of endurance, he focuses on the fatherhood of God to motivate our endurance.
咁五去到十一节咧，咁作者咧就系除咗强调呢个耶稣基督嘅坚忍咧，佢咧就系话神作为一个父亲系点样驱动我哋能够去到坚忍。
So now let's read verses 5 to 11.
咁我哋嚟读五去到十一节。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有新生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，况且万灵的父，我们岂不更当信服他的身吗？生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经年过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Thanks, Andrew. So as we walk through this passage, I want to show you three truths about your heavenly Father to help you endure.
咁咧，我哋睇呢段咁长经文咧，就有三个重点。咁三个呢个真理系关于呢个天父系点样帮你去到去坚忍嘅。
So three truths about your heavenly Father to help you endure.
三个真理系天父点样帮助你去坚忍。
The first is this: God treats you as sons.
第一个就系话神对待你如同儿女。
The beginning of verse 5 says, "Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons?"
第五節就係話，難道你們已經忘記那安慰的話嗎？就是他對你們如同兒女那樣講論的話。
He asks, "Have you forgotten?"
佢話：你唔通忘記咗咩
？This isn't new information.
呢個唔係新嘅資料。
This is basic elementary truth.
呢個好基本嘅一個真理。
But sometimes the elementary truths are the most important, but the easiest to forget.
不過有時候最簡單嘅一個真理，其實係最重要，但同一時間最容易忘記嘅，係咪？
The author is concerned that we have forgotten that God considers us His sons, His children.
作者喺度話，其實我哋有時忘記咗神係當咗我哋係我哋嘅兒子，係佢哋嘅兒女。
And of course, this spiritual sonship is fully applicable to both men and women. So I'll use the word sons often, but this is, of course, 100% true for you sisters as well.
咁呢個雖然字面上佢淨係話兒子，但係其實屬靈上其實都係包括男女，所以係可以係話係兒女嘅。
And after quoting from Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12, the author says in verse 7, It is for discipline you have to endure. God is treating you as sons.
其實呢句說話是引自這個箴言三章十一到十二節，就是說你們所忍受的是神管教你們，待你們如同孺子。
Now that beginning of verse 7 is a little bit difficult to translate, but the best way to understand it is we are encouraged to endure suffering as discipline. Endure suffering as discipline.
咁第七節係比較難啲去翻譯，不過最好最容易明白嘅咧，就係話我哋要忍受苦難，如同管教。
Why? Because God is treating you as sons.
點解咧？因為神係當你即係如同兒女咁樣。
So it's repeated twice here. Have you forgotten that God addresses you as sons? And then verse 7, God is treating you as sons. There's this emphasis here.
咁又呢個再重複，但係同一時間嘅重點就話你忘記咗你忘記咗神已經對待你如同兒女，同埋第七節就係話佢真係當即係對待你如同兒女般。
Now this is basic.
呢個係好基本嘅。
But I want to pause here and meditate on this and consider the rich theology behind this truth that we are God's children.
咁我想喺度停一停，去到細心咁樣去諗下，即係神當我哋真係如同兒女，我哋諗下呢個神學嘅一個觀念。
Remember, we worship a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
记住，我哋系敬拜呢个独一嘅真神，系三一真神。呢个系神作为一个父亲，跟住就有圣子同埋圣灵。
One God who exists eternally in three persons.
系一个神，但系有三个位格。
This is a perfect and eternal community filled with infinite love and joy.
是一个完美同埋是一个永恒嘅一个社区，系充满无限嘅爱。
God has never been lonely or in need.
神从来唔会缺乏啲乜嘢，或者系感觉孤单。
Many people think of God ultimately or primarily as just our creator or one day our judge.
有多人谂神其实可能就系一个创造者，同一时间可能系个法官。
But God existed eternally before creating anything and before there was anything for him to judge.
其实神已经是创始，已经在度喺创世之前，佢已经是存在，或者系创造任何嘢之前，咁系成为呢、这个，所以唔会有呢个成为一个法官嘅观念。
So God can't primarily be just a creator or judge because He wasn't those things before creation. Instead, what has always been true of God is that He is triune.
咁所以其實神唔單單只係一個創造者或者一個法官，因為佢係創造之先已經係存在，但係佢係一個獨一嘅真神，佢三一嘅真神。
The Father was, is, and will always be the Father, just as the Son was, is, and will always be the Son.
呢個父親，呢個天父係昔在、今在、永在嘅父，同樣呢個兒子亦都係昔在、今在、永在嘅一個兒子。
This Father-Son relationship within the Trinity is divine and eternal.
咁呢個父親同埋兒子嘅一個關係係一個三一真神嘅一個觀念，係一個神性同埋永恆嘅。
And now just consider for a moment that we are invited to call God our Father, and we can be called His children.
咁我哋係被受邀請，真係可以話呢個神係作為你嘅父親，我哋亦都成為佢嘅兒女。
Now first, let's clear up a common misconception: is God everyone's father?
咁第一樣嘢要搞清楚呢個普通嘅一個誤解，究竟係咪神就係所有人嘅父親咧
？The clear biblical answer is no。
呢個好清楚，聖經答案話唔係。
John 8:44, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You are of your father, the devil."
喺約翰福音八章四十四節，耶穌係咁樣同啲法利賽人講嘅，就係話你哋屬於你哋嘅父魔鬼。
So God is not everyone's father。
所以神唔係所有人嘅父親。
So how does God become your father?
咁神又點會成為你嘅父親咧
？How do we become His children？
咁我哋點樣成為佢嘅兒女咧
？There's a couple answers to that。
有幾個答案。
First is through the new birth.
第一就是一个藉着一个新生。
In John 1, 12 to 13, it says, let's turn there. John 1, 12 to 13.
咁我哋去打開呢個聖經係約翰福音一章十二到十三節。
In verses 12 to 13, it says, "To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God."
佢係咁話，但是所有接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就賜給他們權柄，成為神的兒女。
You are born into your physical family, and you are born again by the Spirit into your spiritual family.
你的肉身是生长在这个家庭当中，但同一时间你是重生在一个属灵的家庭。
We become the children of God through the new birth, through regeneration by the Spirit.
咁我哋藉着圣灵到重生，嚟到有个新嘅生。
But also we become His children through adoption.
第二个点样成为神嘅儿女咧，就系好似领养咁样。
Look with me in Romans chapter 8.
咁我哋睇经文系罗马书八章十五去到十七节嘅。
In Romans 8 verses 15 to 17, we see this picture of our adoption into His family.
咁呢个经文就系我哋点样睇到呢个领养嘅关系。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.By whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him.
今日咁讲，就是说你们所领受的不是一个奴役的灵，使你们再有惧怕。相反，你们所领受的是使你们有儿子名分的圣灵。藉着他，我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵亲自与我们的灵一同作证，我们是神的儿女，既是实儿女，也就是承继人。如果我们真是为了与他一同得荣耀而与他一同受苦，我们就是神的承继人，而且与基督同作承继人。
I wonder if you caught this.
你有没有留意到呢？
Because God adopted us.We are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
因为神好似领养咗我哋，我哋就成为神嘅一个后嗣，同基督一样系作为承继人。
Just consider for a moment, what would it be like to be adopted by a king?
咁我哋谂一谂下，如果我哋俾一个国王去到领养嘅时候，系一个点样光景咧？
Think about this. It's one thing for you or me to perhaps feed a homeless child once.
或者你同我可能有试过系同去喂一个系一个无家可归嘅一啲细路仔。
Or maybe you even clean him up and you take him with you on a vacation.
或者你将佢整干净，跟住你就同佢去一个假期。
But if a king adopts that homeless child.The king is not just saying, here's a hot meal, a warm shower, and a change of clothes. Good luck with the rest of your life.
咁当一个国王，咁佢当佢领养咗一个无家可归嘅一个小朋友嘅时候，佢唔会就咁讲，就话哦呢度有啲好热嘅嘢食，有冲个热水凉，跟住你换啲新衫，跟住咁你咧，你就呢一生咧，咁你就系祝你好运啦。
Now, if a king adopts you.Every need you could ever have for the rest of your life will be met and even exceeded beyond what you could ever imagine.
唔係嘅，當一個國王佢真係領養咗你嘅時候，你所有嘅需要或者你所有希望嘅係或者超越你所有你可以諗得到嘅，都會去到滿足。
And you and I have been adopted not by a human king but by the King of Kings.
你同我今日唔系被一个地上嘅一个皇帝去领养，但系系一个万王之王嘅领养嘅。
When it says in Hebrews 12, God considers you as sons, I want you to remember you are an heir of God and a fellow heir of Christ.
咁我想你记得清楚，就系你同我同基督一同系作为一个承继人。
Turn with me to John 17 briefly.
咁我哋睇下约翰福音十七章廿二去到廿三节。
John 17, verses 22 to 23.
约翰福音十七章廿二去到廿三节。
If I didn't see this in my Bible, I wouldn't believe this is true. It's too good to be true.
如果冇睇到呢句聖經説話，我覺得哇，呢個係咪呃人㗎？咁好嘅。
It says in the middle there of verse 22, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved me, even as, sorry, this is Jesus talking. Jesus praying to the Father says, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me.
这句说话耶稣讲的就是说，好让世界知道你是差派了我，也知道你爱他们，就像爱我那样。
Do you, or actually that's the middle of 23 rather, but do you get what this is saying?
这个是一个中段这样讲，但你明不明白他这个句的含义呢？
Jesus wants the world to know that God loves you as much as God loves Jesus.
这个耶稣讲的就是说，神是爱你就如同神是爱耶稣一样。
Now, not in exactly the same way.
不是完全是照版转换这样的。
Jesus is God, Jesus is perfect, Jesus has never sinned.
咁耶稣是完美，是没有犯罪的。
But in some way that is true, God loves us even as, in a similar way that he loves Jesus.
神爱我的，就如同好似神去咁样去爱耶稣一般。
With all your sins and all your failures, God loves you even as he loves his perfect son Jesus.
就算我哋犯罪，我哋失败，我哋软弱，但神爱我哋就如同佢爱耶稣一样。
Jesus who is the beloved, Jesus who in whom God is well pleased, Jesus who is perfectly righteous, Jesus, that Jesus, God loves us even as he has loved Jesus.
耶稣是完美，是公正，他是最好的一个牺牲，但是他仍然是这样，用这样的爱来过去爱我们，就如同爱耶稣这样。
If you find that hard to believe, consider that God crushed his own son to save you and me.
咁你就细心谂下，神系既然咁爱佢独生子，但佢仍然系咁样去将佢差俾我哋，为咗我哋嘅罪而死。
Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?"
罗马书八章三十二节咁讲，神既然没有顾惜自己的儿子，为我们所有的人舍弃了他，难道不会把万有也一同赐？同他一起赐给我们吗？
This is too wonderful for us to imagine or even comprehend.
这个是太美好，也都是超乎我们所想所认识的。
Do you see now why it's so amazing that Jesus teaches us to pray our Father in heaven?
所以你有没有去到留意到，原来我们真的可以藉着祷告讲我们在天上的父。
One pastor describes the access that we have in prayer in this way.The only person who dares wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is a child. And we have that kind of access.
咁一个牧师去咁样形容一个祷告，就系话当一个有啲乜嘢嘅人系会去够胆去到凌晨三点钟去拱醒个国王，就话为咗要饮杯水咧，原来就系佢个儿女。呢我哋就有就好似去咁样去到去接触到神。
Now, I wonder if some of you this morning have a hard time believing that God loves you.
我喺度谂下，究竟我哋今日在座当中有冇谂过，原来神真系咁样去爱我哋
？You know that God loves sinners.
神爱罪人。
You know that God probably loves the other people at church.
神亦都爱其他教会嘅人。
But you know your own failures.
但你唔明白你嘅失败之处。
And you wonder if God loves you.
你喺度怀疑紧，究竟系咪神都系咁样去爱我咧
？You wonder if the difficulties you have gone through and the suffering you have gone through is because maybe God doesn't love me。
或者你经历紧苦难嘅，咁可能觉得神好似唔爱你咁样。
Hebrews 12 says, "Have you forgotten that God considers you His children?"
呢个就系希伯来书十二章五节咁讲，你系咪忘记咗神真系对待你如同儿女一样咧
？Instead of thinking you aren't good enough.You're unworthy, you'll never be good enough. Instead of thinking that, listen to God's word.
咁如果你话我做得唔够好，我唔配嘅话，咁你就要留意下神嘅话语。
You're his child by faith in Jesus Christ, and if you believe in Christ, then you are eternally and unconditionally loved.
你如果真係耶穌已經接受咗你，神亦都接受咗你，咁你係一個係無條件係被接受，亦都被愛嘅。
Hebrews 5 asks the question, have you forgotten that God is treating you as sons? It asks us that because we are prone to forgetting, and we must not forget this.
因為我哋人係好容易去忘記嘅，咁佢所以佢要再去到提醒就話，你哋有冇忘記呢？
So the first truth you need to endure suffering is that God treats you as sons.
咁第一個係面對呢個苦難，你要堅忍嘅就話神係對待你如同兒女般。
Now, in what way does God treat us as sons?
咁神點樣對我哋好似對待兒女咁樣咧
？That leads us to the second truth.
呢個就第二個真理。
God disciplines those whom He loves.
神所愛的，他必管教。
God disciplines those whom He loves.
神所爱的，他必管教。
Look again at verses 5 to 8 in Hebrews 12.
咁希伯来书十二章五到八节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。
Now, verses 5 and 6 are a quote from Proverbs 3.
第五、第六节是由这个箴言三章十一去到十二节。
And there are two negative commands there in verse 5.
咁是有两个这个负面的命令在里面的。
Don't regard his discipline lightly, meaning don't ignore it.
就是说不要去轻看耶和华的管教。
And it says, don't become weary because of it, meaning don't be discouraged by it.
也都不可以去厌烦他的责备。
Don't ignore God's discipline and don't be discouraged by his discipline.
不要去轻看耶和华的管教，也都不要厌避他的责备。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because verse 6 says, the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastises every son whom he receives.
因为在第六节就说，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打所凡所收纳的儿子。
God disciplines you because He loves you.
神管教你，因为佢爱你。
If He doesn't love you, or if He doesn't discipline you, it means He doesn't love you.
神爱你，所以先管教你。如果佢唔爱你，佢就唔会管教你。
I teach my son to stay out of the busy street because I love him.
我去教我嘅儿子就唔好喺呢啲繁忙马路里边，就离远少少，因为我爱佢。
I may need to remind him.
我需要去提醒佢。
I may even need to discipline him so that he learns.
有時我可能要管教佢，佢先可以去明白。
But I do it all because I love him.
我咁樣做係因為我愛佢。
I didn't realize this until I became a father.
我唔認識呢個，但係當我成為父親，我就知道啦。
It takes a lot of energy to discipline your children.
我一個去管教一個小朋友咧，係好花好大力氣。
It's easier to be lazy and let them do whatever.
呢個我好容易好簡單俾佢哋做乜都得。
It takes sacrificial love to consistently and diligently discipline my children.
一個犧牲嘅愛就要好經常，亦都去貫徹如一嘅咁樣去管教。
If I fail to discipline, it's because I fail to love.
如果我喺管教上事上去失敗嘅話，我喺愛嘅事上我亦都係失敗。
Discipline is a loving, not angry, a loving act from father to his children.
管教是一个父亲是一个爱的表现对他的儿女。
If there's no discipline, there's no father-child relationship.
没有管教的话就没有父和儿子的关系。
And we have to admit, sometimes human parents discipline wrongly.
有时候作为肉身的父母，我们有时候可能管教是错的。
Perhaps the idea of discipline bothers you or is painful for you because you have received discipline that was not done in love, but in anger or frustration or disappointment.
这个管教的观念可能对你来说可能是痛苦，因为你可能接受了这个管教并不是出于一个爱。
That's not the kind of discipline I'm talking about.
但是这个不是我所说的管教。
I'm sorry if that's what you have experienced.
如果你是经历过这样，我会去抱歉。
That's not the way God disciplines.
这个不是神怎样去管教。
Look at verses 7 and 8.
看第七、第八节。
It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？ 管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。
God's making it clear, if there's no suffering, no hardship, no discipline, no training, then there's no relationship and there's no love.
神好清楚咁样话，系冇苦难、冇艰辛、冇呢个管教、冇呢个训练嘅话，咁就系就同爱系冇一个关系。
Now we've seen two truths so far to help us endure suffering.
咁我哋有睇到两个真理系点样去呢个去忍受苦难。
God treats you as sons.
神对待你如同儿女。
And God disciplines those whom He loves.
神所爱的他必管教。
And our last truth is this, God disciplines us for our good.
第三个真理就是说，神管教我们是为了我们的益处。
God disciplines for our good.
神管教是为了我们的益处。
Look at verses 9 to 11.
第9到11节是这样说，在这我们曾有新生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不当顺服他得生吗？新生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So there's a difference between heavenly and earthly fathers.
一个天上的父同地上父是有分别的。
Our heavenly father has perfect wisdom.
我们天上的父有完全的智慧。
God knows what's best and he makes no mistakes.
神知道什么是最好，他是不会犯错。
Our heavenly father has perfect intentions.
我们天上的父是有一个完全的目的。
He disciplines us for our good, that we would share in his holiness and have the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
他管教我们为了我们的益处，他是希望我们有这个圣洁的果子，是有平安的。
And God has perfect power. He is able to carry it out, and he does not fail in his discipline.
天父是有完全的一个能力，他会去实行，同埋他不会失败。
You know, sometimes we get this wrong idea that if we are on God's side and we're obeying him, then life should be easy and comfortable.
我们有个错误的观念，就是说如果我是在神的那一边的话，我们就 很容易，也都很舒适。
Actually, if we are on God's side, if we're His children, He's going to train us and instruct us and discipline us for our good.
相反来讲，我们如果在神那边的话，祂是会去训练我们，去管教，去教导我们，为了我们的益处。
Now, I want to make two important clarifications here.
我想澄清两点。
God's discipline is not always because of sin.
神的管教并不是单单是因为是一个罪。
God's discipline is not always because of sin.
不是一定会只是罪的缘故而去受管教。
And secondly, discipline is not the same as punishment.
管教同埋惩罚是两回事。
Discipline is not the same as punishment.
管教同惩罚是两回事。
So in this context, the discipline...is referring to the suffering that comes at the hands of hostile sinners.
咁睇呢个经文咧，就系一个管教，其实系意指系呢个受呢个苦难，系一啲敌党，系一啲罪人嘅一啲惩罚。
Look again at verses 3 and 4.
我哋再留心睇下第三、第四节。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
You see, in God's amazing sovereignty, He is able to take what others do to harm you, and He's able to use it for your good.
我哋睇到神嘅一个好奇妙嘅主权，佢将人哋对我哋嘅伤害转成一个对我哋嘅好处。
This means that discipline doesn't always mean that you've sinned.
咁所以就系话呢个管教并唔系话一定系永远系罪嘅缘故。
Discipline in a biblical sense can mean correction, but it can also mean training.
圣经里面的管教其实有个含义，除了改正之外，亦都是有去受训练。
For example, an Olympic sprinter doesn't train and lift weights because he did something wrong.
咁好似话我哋呢个奥运嘅一个短跑手，佢去不断去咁训练或者佢举重，并唔系话佢做错啲乜嘢。
That sprinter disciplines himself to train himself to get stronger.
呢个短跑选手佢好自律去到训练自己，因为佢系想更加强壮。
Yes, God disciplines and corrects us when we sin, but He also trains us for our good, even if we haven't done anything wrong.
是，当我们犯罪的时候，神是会希望藉着管教去到去我们能够翻回去，也都是有这个去训练我们的意思里面。
Corrective discipline when we sin is love from God.
当我们犯罪的时候，改正性的管教是出于爱。
But instructive discipline when we haven't sinned is also love from God.
当我们没犯罪的时候，一个指导性质的一个管教也都是出于爱。
Sometimes God allows discipline and suffering to grow your faith and cause you to hope in heaven rather than in this world.
有时候神去容让一个管教或者是这个是 受苦难，是因为想我们理我都是有成长，令到我们的盼望是永远在天国，并不在这个地上。
Romans 5:3 says, We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance.
罗马书五章三节就是这样说，不但如此，就是在苦难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Psalm 119:67 says, Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
诗篇119:67是这样说，我未受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
So discipline is not always because of sin, that's the first clarification.
第一个澄清的点就是说，这个管教未必永远是因为罪。
But the other clarification I have to make is this, discipline and punishment are not the same thing.
第二个澄清的点就是管教是和惩罚是不同的。
Discipline and punishment are not the same thing.
管教和惩罚是两回事。
So often we confuse discipline and punishment.
很多时候我们是混淆了管教和惩罚。
But they are different.
他们是不同。
Fathers discipline and judges punish.
父亲在管教，一个法官在惩罚。
But if we confuse the two, instead of thinking about God as our Father who lovingly disciplines us, we'll think of Him as our judge who coldly punishes us.
当我们混淆了这个观念，我就觉得这个神好，这个天父就是，就是他应该是，就是说他是出于爱的去管教我们，但我们有时候当了他一个很冷酷的一个法官去惩罚我们。
Several years ago, when I was leading a campus ministry at USC, I was sharing the gospel with somebody.
咁喺幾年前，我喺南加州嘅大學，我係有一個校園嘅事工，我聽過咁講。
And he said to me, "See, I can't believe in a God who would send His children to hell. What kind of a father is that? Where is the loving discipline and correction?"
當我傳福音嘅時候，曾經有個人咁樣講，就係話我冇辦法去相信一個神，佢係將佢嘅兒女去放去一個地獄。这个是一个怎样的父亲呢？那是一个，那什么是一个爱的管教和一个更正呢？
How would you answer that?
你怎么回答吧？
Well, there are two problems with that statement.
刚才那句说话有两个问题。
One, there's a misunderstanding of God's relationship to the lost. And two, there's a misunderstanding of justice.
第一就是误会了神和一个丧失的灵魂的一个关系。第二就是一个是误会了一个公义的一个关系。
First of all, we talked about this earlier. Not everyone is a child of God.
我们刚才都是讲过，不是所有的人是神的儿女。
But secondly, there's this misunderstanding between discipline and justice.
第二个是有个误解，是一个管教和一个公义。
We need to understand the difference between the two, between loving discipline and just punishment.
咁我哋要去澄清一个系爱嘅管教，同埋一个公义嘅一个惩罚。
Both are unpleasant，
两个都系唔好受。
Both are painful，
两个都系好痛苦。
But they are completely different in every other way。
但系佢哋两个系完全唔同嘅。
God will discipline His children as a father。
神系会管教儿女，如同一个父亲。
It's because of love，
因为爱。
It's for their good.
为了他们的好处。
And the aim is that they would change their behavior for the better.
他的目的就是说他的行为得到改正，也得更加好。
On the other hand,
相反，
God will punish his enemies as a judge.
神是会惩罚他的敌人，就好像一个法官一样。
This is not because of love, but this is because of justice and righteousness.
这个不是因为爱，是因为这个是公义。
Punishment is meant to vindicate God's justice and righteousness and to display His glory.
惩罚就是说要维护神的公正和公义，也都彰显神的荣耀。
There is not necessarily any intention of changing their behavior in punishment.
这个惩罚未必是有这个去更正一个行为上的一个更正的一样东西。
Again, in discipline, the motive is love and the goal is change in their behavior.
这个管教它是在 佢嘅目的就係愛，同埋佢嘅驅動力就係愛，同埋佢嘅目的就係要行為上嘅改變。
In punishment, the motive is justice, and the goal is for God's righteous standard to be upheld.
喺一個懲罰嚟講，佢個目的就係要係一個公義，咁同埋，但係佢呢個亦都係要高舉神公義嘅一個準則。
All sin requires punishment, not just discipline.
所有嘅罪係需要去懲罰嘅，唔係淨係管教。
For example, if a man commits murder, does he just need discipline to never do it again?
咁我哋諗下，如果有個人殺咗人，佢係咪就咁淨係受管教，而咁樣就佢以後就唔再去咁樣做咧？
Can a judge just say, "It's okay, you seem to have learned your lesson, so you're free to go"?
咁係咪有個好似法官咁講啊？好啦，咁既然你已經知錯啦，咁你就可以走啦。
No, that would be a miscarriage of justice.
呢個唔係，呢個係一個對公義嘅一個流產。
All sin requires punishment.
所有嘅罪係需要受懲罰。
The punishment must fit the crime.
呢個懲罰係要需要對應翻個罪行。
Punishment makes things right, and it's given by an impartial, powerful judge to serve justice.
呢個懲罰係去令到所有嘢去改好，係要有一個有能力去執行嘅一個法官喺度。
Punishment is not for your instruction; it's not for your correction.
呢個懲罰唔係俾你去到指導或者去改正。
It doesn't matter if you learned your lesson.
呢個就係話，無論你識唔識得認識學習。
The purpose is to make things right.
呢個令到嘢去改正。
There's a saying in English: you do the crime, you do the time.
呢個有個英文嘅一個話語，就係話，如果你犯罪嘅話，你就要去受到相對嘅懲罰。
But again, on the other hand, discipline corrects.
但調翻轉，管教係要去到有更正嘅。
And it's given by a loving father for your good.
係一個愛出於愛嘅父親對你嘅好處。
And here's the key. If you're a child of God, you will never be punished. Ever. Jesus took it all. It is finished.
呢個係一個關鍵。你成為神嘅兒女，你就永遠唔會受到呢個懲罰，因為耶穌已經為你承擔咗同埋完成咗嘅。
Not one drop of wrath or judgment or punishment will ever come upon you because Jesus took it all.
冇一滴嘅呢個憤怒或者係懲罰係會臨到你身上，因為耶穌已經為你承擔咗。
You might receive discipline, even corrective, painful discipline, but it is love and it is for your good from your perfect heavenly Father.
你可能受到呢個管教，或者係一個更正，或者係好痛苦嘅一個管教，但呢個出於愛嘅一個天上嘅父係為咗你嘅好處。
If you're a child of God, you should never wonder, is God punishing me for my sin?
如果你係神嘅兒女，你就唔應該去咁樣諗，神係咪罰我係因為我罪嘅緣故咧？
The answer is absolutely not.
答案係話永遠唔會。
Jesus already took that punishment for you completely.
神耶穌已經係完全將你嘅懲罰就挪開。
If there is a trial or a difficulty, it's not punishment, it is loving discipline for your good.
如果係有呢個試煉，呢個唔係一個懲罰，而係一個愛嘅一個管教，係對你有益處。
So remember the third truth to help us endure suffering, God disciplines us for our good.
第三個真理係幫助我哋去忍受呢個苦難嘅，就係話神去管教係對我哋係有益處。
He does this for our good because of the second truth, God disciplines those whom he loves.
佢咁樣做係話，因為第二個真理就係話，凡神所愛嘅，他必管教。
And he disciplines us because of the first truth, God treats you as sons.
神點解管教我哋？係因為第一個真理，神係對待我哋如同兒女般。
You know, there are many these days who grow up without fathers or with fathers who fail in their responsibilities.
我哋可能係一個生長一個環境係冇父親，或者係一個父親係冇辦法承擔一個責任。
This sometimes puts a stain in people's minds on what it means that God is our Father.
有時候可能係污染咗一個人嘅一個想法，就係乜嘢係神係當係我哋嘅父親呢？
Human fathers will always disappoint.
人嘅父親係永遠係會失望嘅。
Even the best fathers.
就算係最好嘅父親。
But our perfect heavenly Father will never disappoint us.
但我哋一個完全天上嘅父親係唔會失望。
He's a father to the fatherless.
佢係一個父親作為對一啲無父嘅。
And he welcomes all who come to him in faith.
佢係好，佢好歡迎我哋去到佢嘅面前。
So this morning, if God is your father, rejoice in his love.
咁如果你已經喺父親裏邊嘅，你應該喺裏邊有喜樂。
And if he is not your father, you can be a part of his family by faith in Jesus Christ.
如果你仲未成為神嘅兒女，你可以藉著耶穌成為神嘅兒女。
You can't earn your spot in his family.
你唔可以賺取喺佢嘅地位。
You will never be good enough.
你永遠唔足夠。
But it's a free gift that was paid by Jesus' death on the cross.
但呢個係一個恩典，一個免費禮物，係耶穌喺十架上幫你俾咗嘅。
And you can humbly receive it by faith.
你係可以去謙卑，你可以去謙虛去接受，用信空受嘅信心。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊嚟禱告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you that we can call you our Father.
天上嘅父，我哋好感謝你，因為係你係容讓我哋能夠去成為你嘅兒女。
Lord, may you remind us that we are heirs of you and fellow heirs with Christ.
感謝你，你真係俾我哋成為後嗣，同耶穌一樣係作為聖家人。
Father, remind us that Jesus has already taken all of our punishment.
亦都感謝你，即係耶穌係將我哋所有嘅罪、我哋嘅懲罰留開。
So we don't need to approach you with uncertainty and fear, but instead with confident joy.
咁我哋唔需要擔驚受怕，但我哋有呢個信心。
Help us to respond to you now in praise and worship.
咁我哋亦都去再次去到去敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
係奉耶穌嘅名祈求。
Amen. Amen.